is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for being tuned in all over North America. I'll be here with you for one more hour. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, our producer in New York City, holding it down on the boards, Ryan Botcher. Right now, this minute, this second, game four of the Stanley Cup Finals down in Sunrise, Florida. The Florida Panthers just took a 2-0 lead. Here, while I'm sitting down in the break, another one, another score. Tkachuk puts in the first one. Tkachuk puts in the second one. The two goals for Matthew Tkachuk in the first period. Florida leads Edmonton 2-0 as the Panthers try to take a 3-1 series lead. And I mean, the way that they were last year, Edmonton roared back. I don't know if 3-1 would be safe. We'll keep you up to date on this game as it continues on. We talked NFL training camp. We talked U.S. Open golf with Wes Reynolds. We had a great chat with Dustin Dopierak coming through from the Indianapolis Star to talk about those Indiana Pacers. We talked the New York Knicks. We talked about the Sacramento Kings. Damn it, they scored again. Here we go. Damn it, they scored again. Florida now leads. The Panthers lead 3-0 here in the first period. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Botcher, where is Skinner? Did they bury him underneath the ice yet? Did they send him to Siberia? What's going on?
It's not even his fault at this point. They've had, I think, at least three penalties this period.
Yeah, I saw Evander Kane was sitting his behind down. So what are they gonna do this game? Are they gonna wait to fight in the third period again? We gotta wait until like 9 minutes left.
I'd say probably that, just because though it is 3-0 right now and it seems that there's no hope, you can theoretically come back.
Oh no, there's still hope. They just had a shootout. But it just has to feel slightly demoralizing when you lost. It feels slightly demoralizing when you lose the last game, 6-1, and you come out of here at the break to open the game up, and you're already in a 1-0. Damn. Yeah, I was hoping for a little bit more competitive a game, but we certainly have seen a series. We've certainly seen a lot of goals all the way throughout this one. Four games in. We'll keep you up to date as we're here for another hour. They're getting ready to get into their break between the first and second period. So let's see. Unless there's another goal out of nowhere in Florida, damn. 3-0 here in the first period. You know what? A matter of fact, let's take a listen. This is before the game, obviously. Let's listen to Stuart Skinner. He's the keeper for Edmonton, and he was sitting around in his interview, and there was so much conversation about whether or not he was going to get benched, and his coach was like, man, it's not all his fault, so I'm not going to bench him. But he was asked, why are you sweating so much? Are you nervous? Are you scared? Like, well, what's going on here?
Oh, man, I mean, it's just the Florida humidity. Yeah, I showered and I was feeling pretty good. Then I walked in here and it's just I'm leaking. This is insane.
Yeah, is it? Yeah, nothing to do with the pressure in the Stanley Cup Finals. But when you've had a mustache like Stuart Skinner has, I think you're worried about pressure. I don't know. Quite eccentric of an individual. A lot of hockey players are. Get banged around, running, busting people up. Why the hell not? Anyway. We've discussed a lot. If you want to start this show from the beginning, knock yourself out. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can hit pause. You can do all of that. Thank you to people listening live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 375. You got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And if you want to call, you can do this, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Of course, at the end of the show, we're going to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then also, I have to tell you about somebody who is being honored. Somebody who is going to have a gigantic statue going up in his honor. I'm going to tell you who that is in the next break. And I mean, for some of these statues that we've seen in the sports world, I don't think it will look like Dwayne Wade's statue. It looks terrible. I don't think it'll look like Ronaldo's initial statue, which was horrendous. It looked like a kid slapped it together with Play-Doh. I think this statue is actually going to get it right. I'm going to tell you who it is in the next break. But we've had such a busy, busy day. And we've had a busy show. Of course, we had to start off with that gigantic surprise we had last night. The Indiana Pacers taking a 2-1 series lead against the Oklahoma City Thunder. I mean, Tyrese Halliburton, he won the game. Well, he had 22 points. He also went out there, had 11 assists, 9 rebounds. People are still trying to figure out whether or not he's a star or a superstar. And Tyrese Halliburton's just like, man, I ain't thinking about that stuff right now. All I'm trying to do is stay chill.
I hate to say it like this, but it is a child's game, you know, like this means the world to me, and I'm really excited to be here, and I love what I do, and I love this game, but I do think it's important that, you know, you don't overreact at any point, you know, just enjoy what you're doing.
Wow. We have to, well, he's having fun. Yeah, it is a child's game. And so it's a lot of fun when he's knocking down game winners, when he's doing the choke symbol and the choke sign, the Knick fans. Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Not fun when you lose. Still a child's game. Not fun. Hey, how about this? Somebody who was a trash talker when he played, this guy did not shut up. He was chewing his gum and was talking trash. Tim Hardaway Sr. He's a part of the Believe Podcast Network, and he was on the Pacers post-up show. And the guy who was known for trash talking said that he's not a fan of Halliburton trash talking. What?
I'm a talking person on the court. If you out there and you going to talk, I talk whether I'm losing or whether I'm winning. You just can't talk smack when you are winning. Yeah. That's when guys don't like you. Like y'all had one of the best smack talkers in the league. Chuck Person, the Rifleman, and Reggie Miller. And then you had one of the best talk smackers as a coach. And Larry Bird, he talked when he was losing, and all of them talk when they was winning. So that was my problem with Halliburton. When you out there winning, don't you can give it to him. But even when you lose, don't clam up. Don't get real small. I can't see you. And then you don't want to talk smack, and you hiding behind your teammates, stuff like that.
Well, I don't know. Did his son tell him something that I don't know about?
Maybe. Was there beef there? Hardaway was on the Mavericks. Now he's on Pistons, Pacers. Was that really anything? Yeah.
What are you referring to? His son?
Yeah, Tim Hardaway. Does that beef with Halliburton?
No. What I'm saying is, what is Tim Hardaway specifically referring to? Like, is Tim Hardaway? I don't see him at the games. I assume if he was at the games, we would certainly see him there. There's no reason for him to be there. It's no connection with the Pacers. He has no connection with Oklahoma City. Like, how does he know that Halliburton is clamming up and hiding behind teammates? I just don't know the justification for Tim Hardaway, a senior, to say that. Unless his son is chirping in his ear saying, hey, Dad, this guy talks. I don't know. Maybe it's first person. Maybe not. I know Tyrese Halliburton right now, he is all the reasons in the world right now to be thrilled with where they're at. And he said it's a children's game, a child's game. Man, he's right. Let's see if they go up 3-1 tomorrow. That would be crazy. If they go up 3-1 tomorrow, I'm going to change my tune. I've selected the Oklahoma City Thunder to ultimately win this series, to win the NBA Finals. Not coming back from a 3-1 deficit. I think they'll win tomorrow. I believe they'll still win the series. But, man, if the Pacers go up, Tyrese Halliburton, man, start talking that trash. You deserve it at that point in time. Winning a kid's game, making a lot of money, and potentially hoisting the Larry O'Brien Trophy. Speaking of kids' games, hey, football is a kid's game, right? Start off as a kid. If you play it long enough, good enough at it, you can make major money playing a kid's game as a grown man. Man's game, getting your ass whooped, being destroyed and making money. But we know one thing about a kid's game. There's a business side of it, too. We heard all week about how bad the Bengals are with dealing with their players, how cheap they are. Trey Hendrickson didn't show up at camp at all this week. Shamar Stewart, their rookie end coming out of Texas A&M, he showed up, didn't practice because the Bengals are trying to nickel and dime him with his rookie salary. And today, and I don't blame him, he decided not to show up at all. And so head coach Zach Taylor had to answer some questions about his rookie player missing in action. This is what Zach Taylor had to say about Shamar Stewart.
I think for all the rookies, you'd like them to be on the field, but certainly there's things that happen over the course of an NFL career, and this is one of them right now. So he's been in the meetings. He's been positive in that way. He's been learning. He's been a good learner, and we look forward to getting him back on the field quickly.
Wow. Here's a funny thing. They can't find the guy because he's not in the contract. Like, tell me this is not one of the most Bengals things ever. I mean, he threw them under the bus this week. He made it all public. He's just like, why can't they give me the same damn rookie contract that they've given guys over the past several years? Why are they trying to be different with me? Well, we know why. It's because the Bengals are cheap. And they let Zach Taylor have to go out there and answer questions about this. But good luck to the Bengals. I think Joe Burrow, by the time he gets to the end of his career, this man is going to be bald. And it's not because of all the coloring that he puts in his hair. This guy is just going to be stressed out playing for the Cincinnati Bengals, a dysfunctional organization. And speaking of dysfunctional organizations, I mean, I expect to wake up tomorrow and receive news that the New York Knicks have once again been rejected by some team that has a coach under contract that the Knicks are not allowed to talk to. I mean, whether it is Chris Finch, Billy Donovan, Ime Udoka, Jason Kidd, the Knicks are just, I feel like this point in time, it's like spin the bottle. Like, we're just going to spin a bottle and point it at a team where they got some randomizer somewhere. You know, Quinn Snyder, what are we doing? New York Knicks don't have a plan. They don't have a concept. They don't have a thought or an idea in the world. And at the post game last night after the Pacers beat Oklahoma City, Charles Barkley nailed it. Charles Barkley was on NBA TV, and he said the Knicks don't know what the hell they're doing.
The Knicks got to be the stupidest damn people in the world. Like, you don't fire no good coach like that and don't have a plan. I mean, Tibbs did a hell of a job. Obviously, something's going on there, but you don't have a plan. And now the three coaches turn you down. You got to have a plan, man. And they don't have a plan now. I mean, I don't know what the hell they're going to do.
They don't know what the hell they're going to do either. End up with a coach that's not going to be all that much better than Tom Thibodeau. That's the New York Knicks way. Let's screw up a good thing just because we don't have anything better to do. Ironically, today, a little less than a week after being eliminated, or more than that, I guess at this point, damn, time flies, Jalen Brunson was actually on his podcast. He was on his roommate show. And he's somebody who actually stood up for Tom Thibodeau before he was fired, right after they were eliminated by the Indiana Pacers. And this is what Jalen Brunson had to say today about the firing of the coach that he wanted around.
But yeah, this is my first firing. I've known him my entire life, but I remember like having conversations and moments with him when I was in eighth grade when we moved to Chicago. And just to see like where we are now, like helping become two-time All-Star, two-time All-NBA. The things he's done for me, like obviously individually, I'm so grateful for. Just because like he had that confidence in me that like I knew I had, but like it's great to see someone like push you to be better. Like, obviously I have my dad and he believes me more than anyone. But like to have Tibbs and to do what he did for my career, like, I'm just so grateful and thankful for.
I just think that there should be nothing but praise for him and his time in New York.
I agree. 100%.
No. I'm also sure that the New York Knicks brass and bosses are not happy with that commentary. But what are they going to do? They're going to move Jalen Brunson as the star player. Like, he has some leverage here right now with the New York Knicks. Keep in mind, his dad was, and I don't know if he is, but he was an assistant coach on Tom Thibodeau's bench. He played for Tom Thibodeau. He knows Tom Thibodeau from when his dad, played for the New York Knicks. Knicks are stupid. Botcha, is there a dumber team out right now? Is it them or the Bengals? If you had to weigh one, which is dumber?
I would say the Bengals, just because the Knicks kind of have a foundation. The Bengals just seem dumb for not paying their best players.
Yeah, it's. I feel like we might as well put the Bengals and the Knicks together in a movie and find Jim Carrey, and it's just this is like an episode of. Well, not an episode. It's like Dumb and Dumber. Let's queue up. Let's go back in the time machine and get Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey together. It's just you can't make a lot of these things up. But good luck to the Knick fans. Good luck to the fans of the Bengals. They just seemingly can never, ever get out of their way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back on the other side of the break, I told you there is a massive superstar that is going to receive a statue in a few months. I'm going to tell you who it is. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And in the United States of America, we got a beef. No, not that, not none of that beef in Washington or L.A. or none of that beef. We got a beef with the U.S. men's national team. We just had Weston McKinney on here. I should have asked him, well, what's the beef? But he was coming in from Italy. So anyway, we're going to talk about what's going on with the U.S. men's national team. I'm going to tell you who's getting this massive statue. And we got a lot to do. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. The second period is underway in Florida, and right now the Panthers lead Edmonton. They lead the Oilers 3-2-0. But they haven't put another goal up yet, so I'm guessing the way the Panthers score, we just wait a few minutes and it'll be 4-0. Well, let's see if Edmonton goes out there and fights back. You know, the theme I feel this week in a lot of the conversations that we've had, especially being the fact that NFL training camps have been underway, mini camp, mandatory, voluntary. And so it opens it up for a lot of conversations about management versus players and agents trying to get them new contracts, dudes looking for money, guys not showing up, and just what have you and the like. And then we also have so much uncertainty with some NBA teams as to what their futures look like. You know, Kevin Durant trying to figure out his future in the NBA. Where is he going to play next? You got teams like the Sixers potentially trying to move up in the NBA draft. So there's a lot of uncertainty in sports right now just because it's the summer. And in the most part, people are trying to figure things out before we move on to the season. Obviously, baseball is in full swing for their year. Not so much going on right now until they reach the trade deadline. But then even on the soccer side of things, and I know here in the United States of America, there's plenty of room for soccer to grow. We had on one of the stars of the U.S. men's national team, Weston McKinney. He came through and he joined us a couple of nights ago. And so it's always good to just see things grow, like the WNBA. You know, I said this earlier in the show as well, when Dustin Dopierik was here with us from the Indy Star. Like, I'm waiting to see Caitlin Clark come back. I want to see her knock down threes, and can she get triple doubles? Can she be MVP? Probably not now. I want to watch her just like a lot of people do, because obviously she went down and the ratings went down as well. It's a good time of year. But with the U.S. men's national team, man, this week they lost to Switzerland. Not good. We know next year here in the United States of America, we have the FIFA World Cup. In a couple of days, we have the start of the FIFA Club World Cup, which I'm really looking forward to. It's why we had a chat with Weston McKinney. And we have plenty of other things going on as well as we get ready for all of that. The CONCACAF Gold Cup is taking place this summer. And one of the star players for the U.S. men's national team is Christian Pulisic. He plays in Milan out in Italy. And he has decided to stay away from the U.S. men's national team. Okay, someone who wasn't happy with his decision to try to get some rest and relaxation is Landon Donovan, the former captain of the U.S. men's national team. He said if players aren't going to show up and give their all, they should just decline the invite. Well, Christian Pulisic's father found Landon Donovan's comments to be kind of harsh. It's kind of crazy where you have one generation beefing with the next. And I thought we were supposed to be the United States of America. Why can't we all just get along? Pulisic is trying to think about his future, his next contract in Europe. He wants to play here. He wasn't guaranteed that he was going to play. He's just like, listen, man, so I'm just going to stay my behind home. And so he decided to respond back. He was on the Call It What You Want show podcast, and Christian Pulisic, he decided to respond to Landon Donovan. Why we got captains and bosses beefing with each other? Listen.
Obviously, it sucks for me to miss out with the team. I want to be a part of the team always. But to be honest, and towards the second half and towards the end of the season, yeah, my body just started talking to me and my mind, and then I was started to think what is best and what is going to be best for me leading into next year and going into the World Cup. And was that to play 8 more games and then get no rest at all, go straight into preseason and then grind another year and go straight into the World Cup? That's not what I felt was best for my body. But the only point that I would make with that is that I did want to be a part of at least the two friendlies. I did speak with the coaches and I asked, and I wanted to be a part of the team in whatever capacity I could. And they said no. They said they only wanted one roster, and that's coach's decision. I fully respect that. I didn't understand it, but it is what it is. I wanted to be a part of that. But yeah, that's just the way things went. And I had to make the best decision for myself and also, in the long run for my team, even though clearly some people haven't seen it that way.
Man, these are two of the, between him and Landon Donovan, they are two of the best players that the U.S. men's national team has ever had. And they're beefing. Like, they're beefing. I'm just like, one day, can we have a U.S. men's national team that is one of the best in the world? I know the answer is going to be another bunch of decades. I hope not. Man, that's demoralizing. With the United States of America, and we know we don't play football here. We don't play soccer here like the rest of the world. It is the world's game. Man, we got our own version of football, hand egg, the NFL, okay? It's just so crazy. We dominate in so many sports and so many international competitions because, well, we have great infrastructure here in the United States of America. We have athletes that come from all over the world to play and live here in the United States of America. And so we just kick people's ass in everything except for football and soccer. Whether it happens to be teams in Europe, teams in Africa, South America, we're behind the eight ball. And to listen to one of the legends be out here beefing with the younger active player is just like, this doesn't help things at all. Congratulations, Edmonton. It's now got on the board here. They now trail Florida 3 goals. To 1. Hey, Botcher, do you keep up with the U.S. men's national team?
Definitely not. They're not good enough to. If they actually won something and, I don't like, made it memorable for me as a U.S. citizen, I would actually pay attention. The women's team, I'd follow every now and then in the World Cup, but men's, I have no reason to.
Wow. Yeah, I can't knock you on that one. And this situation right now doesn't improve things at all in that regard. And speaking of, I did mention this. There is a legend in the world of sports. He in America, yeah, he's a legend. You go other places, he might be legendary because of his ex-wife. But there is a man who is getting a gigantic statue outside of a football stadium. It's going to happen almost, damn it, almost exactly 2 months from now. Who's getting a statue? Listen to this.
Last year, we commissioned a local sculptor to create a larger-than-life bronze statue to perpetuate the legendary legacy of the great Tom Brady.
They have completed the greatest comeback.
It's gotta be perfect, all right?
What a throw by Brady!
We are not finished, though!
It is the honor of my life to be officially enshrined into the winning legacy of this amazing organization.
Yeah!
I am Tom Brady, and I am a Patriot.
Oh, my God. Oh, man, a 12-foot statue outside of Foxborough, 12-foot. They have to do it in the summertime because Tom Brady's going to be busy, I guess, being a good or bad commentator on Fox. I don't know. I don't listen. His statue, I just think, and he's not going to mess around with his statue. Tom Brady, his hair's always done. He's always shaved. He doesn't want to look like he's aged a day. Tom Brady is not messing around. His statue, I'm going to take a guess, is going to be one of the best statues that we have seen in the world of sports. And we have seen some ugly, terrible statues. Cristiano Ronaldo got a statue in 2018. This man's face, it just looked like a kid smeared it with his thumbs. Dwayne Wade probably has the worst statue that I've ever seen in sports. They gave this man a statue last year. It was just, it didn't look like Dwayne Wade. And then he tried to play it off like, yeah, I knew what they were doing. I think it was perfectly fine. Tom Brady's statue is just going, not only is it going to be 12 feet tall, it'll be huge. You think about the pedestal it'll be on. It'd be like going to see Big Jesus Christ the Redeemer in Brazil. They're going to get his statue right. I wonder, is he going to be in uniform? Is he going to be holding? Is he going to be putting a finger in the air? Let's go. Marco, what if you were doing Tom Brady's statue, he has to have the helmet off, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you kind of have to see the face. Although you never know with football players. I think what I would go with, maybe go with one last hurrah for the seventh round pick or whatever the hell it was, 199. Do the picture of him in his shorts at the combine. That's made it its way around all over the place. One more last F you to everybody that he went deep in the draft. How about that?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No?
No. What are you going to, what's the next suggestion? Him having a deflated football in his hands? Oh, come
maybe.
On. Maybe. Maybe he's wearing that big old coat with his helmet off. I don't know. No? Too seasonal? No?
I don't know. Look, they're probably going to do the let's go of him, you know, whatever, the fist pump. It's hard to do that stuff because that's when you get into the Dwayne Wade of, you know, the face gyration, and then it turns into, was that really his face? Does it really look like that? And it was like, well, kind of did when he was making this weird gesture. So I don't know. Sometimes it's better to probably just go with the straight up and down, put the helmet on him, and try not to do too much.
Yeah, I mean, if you put the helmet on him, is the sculptor now taking the easy way out?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how to sculpt. I don't know. Is it something where you look at it and go, look, man, you can really mess this up? Or do they look at it and it's like, I can do whatever you want me to do?
You mean to tell me you've never sat down with the kids and played with some clay? You never did that? Come on now.
I have not had my ghost moment. No, I have not, Jared.
You've never Play-Doh clay? No?
Well, Play-Doh clay? I'm not sculpting. I mean, you know, messing around with nonsense in the house. Sure.
That's the closest thing. Come on, stop it.
Okay. I mean, what are we making? A fake hot dog? Hey, like, I could do that.
I was with my son at the, we were at the museum. And then we made a clay, a pot. I'm not a sculptor, but I sat there with him and made it.
Well, you made a pot. That's what I'm saying. Like, I can, you know, roll a fake hot dog. That's about it. I could make a snowball. Like, I'm not making anything more than that.
If I'm giving you Play-Doh, you can't make a small pot. You can't make a pot. I'm not saying you got to go home and use it. You can't make a pot out of Play-Doh.
You know, I don't know if I've ever played with that much Play-Doh. Maybe I...
Ah, come on, Marco.
I try to stay away from this stuff, JR.
They should call you to make the thing, man. Come on, bro.
I'm telling you. Shorts, no shirt, a little bit of a gut. That's the picture.
Botcher, what do you think Tom Brady's statue? Is it going to be a fist pump? What do you think his statue is going to be?
First thought was him in the trench coat, where it was like him on the sidelines, heavy coat.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't, honestly, what they should do is make two. Him with the helmet,
oh God,
right? And then him with one with Belichick. Like them standing next to each other, helmet off.
Let's put his girlfriend on out there too, right?
Yeah, the gymnastics or cheer team in the back.
Yeah.
We going to have one for Giselle on the back entrance or no?
Yeah, with her new husband and kids. Why not? You know, I mean, if we're gonna start with Belichick now, who's a persona non grata, we might as well put everybody no longer associated. I mean, what's next? They're gonna put Aaron Rodgers, not Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Hernandez across the street.
Oh,
they're gonna
boy.
Do that too.
Oh, no, but I mean, if you're saying 12 feet, maybe we cut it down 3 feet at every entrance. So there's Tom Brady everywhere.
Yeah, you put Tom Brady on one end of the entrance, you put him on the other. I don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing what this is. I just feel very strongly this will not be a laughing stock. I think this one will actually be done right. Nothing could be worse than Dwayne Wade. I don't think so. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to start to wrap things up. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But right now, you just heard his voice. It's time for a news flash. What's going on in the Stanley Cup Finals and other things? It's Marco Belletti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, thank you. People have said worse to me. I appreciate that. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Florida Panthers still have a 3-1 lead against the Edmonton Oilers here in Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals. If anything should change in the next 10 minutes while I'm here on the air, I will certainly let you know. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN if you want to give me a holler before I roll out. But right now, it's the end of the show. You know what that means? We're going to roll into a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Today is June 12th. The year is 2025. If we go back to June 12th, 1979, Bobby Orr, he says, I'm gone. He became the youngest player in NHL history to go into the Hockey Hall of Fame. He was 31 years old. He was inducted months after he called it quits. The Hall basically said, oh, this man is so damn good, he doesn't have to wait 3 years. This is what Bobby Orr said during his retirement speech, courtesy of the NHL.
Ladies and gentlemen, the players, I don't know what to say. I love you all so much. I spent 10 years here in Boston. And they're the 10 best years of my life. If you were to talk to most athletes that had been around the league, they would say Boston is the place to play.
Yeah, what a way to elicit a great response. Tell everybody you love where you played. Of course, why not? Hey, June 12th, 1991. Michael Jordan won number one. The Chicago Bulls went out there and beat the Los Angeles Lakers, who were hobbled, by the way. Michael Jordan, in a game-clinching victory, Game 5, had 30 points. Scottie had 32. Bulls won 108-101. Listen to the marvelous one on NBC.
Final seconds. Magic's three-point attempt blocked. Pippen comes away with it. And the Chicago Bulls have won their first ever NBA championship.
Yeah, man. Michael, he's never going to win it. Well, damn it, he won it, and he wants five more after that. The 90s belong to that Michael Jordan guy. Hey, June 12th, 2002, speaking of basketball, the Los Angeles Lakers, they beat the Nets 113-107. Oh, they beat that ass. Todd McCullough was getting his ass whooped. They swept them. Third straight title, three-peat for the Lakers. Shaq, three consecutive final series. They just whooped that ass. Listen to the Lakers beat up on Jason Kidd's team.
The Los Angeles Lakers have made it three straight NBA championships. They wrap it up in the four-game sweep by beating the Nets 113-107. Kobe Bryant coming up big in the fourth quarter, 11 of his 25 in the fourth. Shaq, 34 points, 10 rebounds. Kenyon Martin leading the Nets with 35 and 11.
Man, with all this AI stuff, I know Marv Albert is still alive. God bless him. Man, turn his voice into AI. Artificially fix his voice and make him call the games, okay? June 12th, somebody else won a championship. It was the Dallas Mavericks beating Miami. Oh, yeah, that LeBron James, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade team. They won. The Mavericks won. Listen.
And the Heat will not foul. Sean Marion dribbles it out. And the celebration will begin. The Dallas Mavericks are NBA champions. The first title in franchise history. The emotions of Dirk Nowitzki, what he's always dreamed of, hoping to have another chance after the bitter loss in 2006. An unlikely playoff run capped off by Dallas upsetting LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and the favored Miami Heat.
Yeah, nobody thought that was going to happen. And then Chris Bosh, I love Chris Bosh. Great guy, nice guy, real cool dude. He was crying when they lost. He was crying into the tunnel. And then they won too. Okay. June 12th, 2017, Kevin Durant, first season with the Warriors. What did he do? And he won himself a championship. They beat LeBron James and the Cavs. It's just, here's Golden State winning the finals in 2017. Thank you, Kevin Durant. Here's Mike Breen again on ABC.
14.2 remaining. And now Golden State can dribble it out. Redemption for Golden State. One of the great playoff runs of all time is complete. The Warriors are NBA champions again.
Oh, yeah. Not too bad when you just join the team that beat you. Thank you, Kevin Durant. Now he's going to join somebody else. Let's see if he wins the title. Hey, Florida now leads Edmonton 3-2. Yep, and those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. Todd is here from Maryland. Todd, you got to go fast. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, real quick, Tom Brady statue passing the ball about 10 feet of grass and on a platform, on a concrete platform.
You said Tom Brady's ass on a concrete platform? What did you just say?
Tom Brady throwing a pass.
Oh, Tom Brady throwing a pass. So obviously with his helmet on.
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you have some inside information or is that your guess?
That's my guess.
Okay. All right.
All right, brother.
All right, thank you, Tom.
Take care.
You too.
Okay.
I was like, Tom Brady, I know that's not what he said. That's what it sounded like, what he said.
I thought he was going to say maybe throwing a pass to Gronk or something like that.
No, why they got? They're not gonna go put two people up there. Well, they're gonna put him like 50 yards away, and he's like Gronkowski catching the ball from him.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, no, it's
spans doing, the entire stadium or 100 yards.
No, that's doing too much. It's a Tom Brady statue. You don't have nobody else up there, just Tom Brady. Nothing else. It's not like Los Angeles. Have you been out to whatever the Crypto Staples Center? Have you been out there?
I haven't.
Yeah, they got like, there's 50 statues outside. I mean, Wayne Gretzky to Kobe and Shaq, Chick, they got statues for everybody. New England Patriots, not at that space yet. We'll see. We'll be back with you tomorrow, folks. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to our guests who came through and joined us today for the show. We talked about the U.S. Open. Thank you so much to Wes Reynolds for joining us from VSiN. Thank you also, Dustin Dopierak, for joining us to talk about the Pacers and what they did from the Indy Star. And, man, let's see what happens tonight. NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Let's see if Edmonton can bounce back. Right now, it is 3-2. Florida, right now, in the second period. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. You can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app if you've missed a minute or a second of the show. But don't go anywhere live here on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Please be safe, be well, be amazing. Thank you so much for listening. I'll catch you tomorrow. Thank you so much, Ryan Bocci.